The title of my second poetry collection, The Death Spiral, refers to a courtship ritual among raptors. Locking talons in midair, they cartwheel towards Earth, risking death until determining when or if to let go. If they survive the stunt, they validate the fitness of their potential mate. If not, the test can end in a fatal collision with the Earth. You can think of it as the ultimate first date. I wrote that poem while working as a volunteer, as a wildlife rehabilitator. I'm very interested in how animals can serve as muses, as teachers, as agents of cultural intervention. I work specifically with injured raptors, which has taught me about negotiating power and vulnerability, about communicating embodied presence in non-threatening ways, for example, no eye contact or sudden movements. That work helped me to think through the possibilities and possible limits of human-animal intersubjectivity while writing my collection and while writing my particular poem, The Death Spiral. Additionally, I was writing during a time when the former presidential administration was connected to the exacerbation of xenophobia and homophobia. And so the death spiral really is a conceit for our fraught political times and the sense of precarity that I experienced as a queer woman married to an immigrant. Like the eagles in their precarious death dance, we are each of us mutually dependent upon each other, entangled. And yet survival in this age, the Anthropocene, may be a practice of letting go, learning a position to one another and the earth that is less rapacious. For me, it is a practice of letting go of the world as I have known it. The death spiral thus is part love letter, part death notice to the earth and its creatures. It is also a search for sources of resilience in the queer imaginary and animal ontologies.